Thanks, everyone. First of all, big round of applause for the fantastic performers from Thrill Folk Club that we saw. In the immortal words of Kerris Matthews, Dargan Vadais Gwir Baradois Rhyl, I discovered true paradise in Rhyl. And that was true tonight. So now, it's my incredibly special privilege to be able to, as chair of the All Party Parliamentary Folk Art Groups, welcome our very special guest this evening. Martin Carthy is at least an equal and certainly a contemporary of, and I'm sure by acclaim in this room, I know, the superior to the greats like Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. Certainly his influence over the last 50 years on folk roots and acoustic music has been huge. And it just, as one example that we all know of, his arrangement of Scarborough Fair, which was later inspired Paul Simon's arrangement of that wonderful traditional folk song, is an absolute classic of the folk genre. And throughout the years, he's made a huge contribution to folk music in this country and has played with and been a part of all of the major folk artists and folk groups throughout the years, whether it's Steel Eye Span, whether it's the Watersons. And I'm pleased to say that he's actually, for the first time, I think, has recorded an album that's coming out in June, of course, with his wonderful daughter, Liza Carthy, and that is something to look forward to later this year. Martin very graciously agreed to accept our invitation to come along this evening and accept an award from the All Party Parliamentary Folk Arts Group for his enormous contribution to the folk arts in this country and to folk music in this country and across the world. And we're extremely grateful for him for accepting that invitation to come along. So we'd like to hear him, but first of all, I'm going to present him with the award, but I'll ask my vice chair, the wonderful Jenny Chapman, MP for Darlington, to come forward and to present Martin with the award.